4 minutes to seven. Does your child need assistance with mathematics? Does he or she? Hmm? And have you been approached to help? Chances are, you know, you looked at that maths equation and you ended up being more confused than your son or your daughter. But you're very lucky, though. You've got great entrepreneurial solutions right here in South Africa. Companies like Paper Video on your doorstep, where former teachers embed video solutions into those exam question papers, and then you can use that offline as well. And there's another solution that you should know about making its way to South Africa called Smart Tech, an after-school maths program endorsed by the European Union and adapted to South Africa. Now, Javier Ora joins us this morning. Javier is the co-founder of Smart Tech. Javier, thank you very much for your time on the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
What does this app actually do?
This app actually changes the way math it is taught. Basically, we use the latest artificial intelligence to create content which fully adapts to each child, and not only that, but it adapts on real time. So it changes exercise by exercise depending on how the child is answering the question, and by doing so, we create a fully personalized and individualized program for each child. So we maximize, let's say, his or her potential, no matter what it is.
Right. That sounds great. But how does the algorithm do that? What are the various factors that your algorithm actually takes into account to be able to do this?
Yeah, we measure quite a few variables every time the child changes. First of all, we do an entry-level test to identify the gaps they might have. And then we basically measure not only, but basically the speed of resolution and if he answers correctly or not, and his learning style. And depending on that, we constantly craft on real time the next exercise.
Now, the biggest challenge between, let's say, Europe and South Africa, obviously, would be the curricula. And I know that the app has been adapted to South Africa, but how has it been adapted to South Africa?
Yeah, as you know, South Africa ranks in the last position according to the World Economic Forum in the education system, right? Mm. In the math education quality.
Yes.
So, how has been adapted? In South Africa, the kids failed mainly, not only mental calculation, but only on the problem solving and the critical thinking skills. So we put an extra effort and an extra weight on those type of exercises. So what we make is the child is think and understanding exactly what is he doing and why is he doing certain operations.
All right. Now, how fit for purpose are the solutions, though, that they are working through? Is it based on the South African curriculum?
No. We forget about the official curriculum and we just concentrate on the child's skills, so what he can and what he cannot do. So we cannot assume, because he's got a certain age and he's in a certain grade, that he has to master this and this. So we let the child show us what he can do and what he cannot do, and we let him progress without any frustration and his own pace.
Sure.
So it's only 15 minutes a day. It's all he needs to master math. But we always concentrate on relevant content for this very specific child.
So would this app prepare the boy or the girl for a South African exam?
It is not a remedial program in that sense, but on the medium-long term, he would advance much more faster than a school, but the content will be sequenced in another way.
Where does one find Smart Tech?
You can find it on the internet. It's Smart Tech, like Smart I-C-K, method.com. And you can either connect via your computer or just download the app and then start working on it.
Javier, thank you very much for your time. Javier Arroyo, co-founder at Smart Tech. It is 7 o'clock.
This is Eyewitness News.
Cause of deadly Philippi East fire unknown, and Zilla and DA to fight no confidence motion against Premier. Good morning. Authorities are still investigating the cause of a fire in which six members of the same family were killed in Philippi East. The shack fire broke out in the early hours of yesterday morning, killing a couple and their four children. Lauren Isaacs reports.
Neighbors say they charged into the street armed with buckets of water after hearing the screams of a woman and children calling for help. This witness says the flames spread rapidly and residents fought in vain to rescue the trapped family.
Even now, it's still ringing the voice of mother in my head. Please come, help, please come. I still have that voice in my head now. It's very emotional. It's very sad and painful.
A woman, a man, and their two boys and two girls, aged between 2 and 9, were killed. The cause of the deadly blaze is unclear. In a separate tragedy yesterday morning, a man died in a shack fire in Guguletu. Lauren Isaacs, Eyewitness News, Philippi East.
A motion of no confidence in Western Cape Premier Helen Zille will be debated today. The ANC requested the motion around the time she faced disciplinary charges within her own party for posting a controversial tweet defending aspects of colonialism, which she later apologised for. Zille kept her job as Premier, but she's not allowed to participate in the party's decision-making structures. DA Caucus Chairperson Lorraine Boerter is confident the motion will be defeated.
We anticipate a robust and detailed discussion on Helen Zille's performance as Premier of the Western Cape and the multitude of successes achieved under her leadership.
Here's the ANC's Pierre Ace.
If they then can't vote with their own conscience and the DA forces their members to vote in terms of party lines, well, that's on that's for them to do. But what we will definitely do is we will put our case very strongly on the table.
The ANC in the Western Cape plans to lead a march to Parliament in support of President Jacob Zuma on the day a motion of no confidence vote in his leadership will be held. The City of Cape Town has approved an application made by the ANC's Dula Omar region to gather on the 8th of August, starting at the Grand Parade, and to march on the National Legislature. Maske Kana has the details.
While it's known that opposition parties intend to march to Parliament on the 8th of next month, the City of Cape Town has confirmed that the ANC has also applied to have 15,000 people march to Parliament in support of President Jacob Zuma. The city's Hayley Fund voter says two permits will be granted today, one to the ANC and the other to opposition parties and civil society organizations. And both groups have been granted permission for 15,000 people.